Hello, I am Melissa. I am a freshman in a public school in Vista, California. I wanted to talk about a subject today, healthcare. Today, many people go without insurance to the world. Things like violence and diseases are out there, and any day people can catch something. Without health insurance, medical bills and medication are very expensive. Also, we deal with an opioid problem, and people aren't getting clean because rehab is expensive. They charge for medication, and even just staying there for a couple of days and getting frequently checked by your doctor is pricey. That's why there is a problem, and since it's pricey, people aren't getting help for it. People need to make healthcare more affordable to those who cannot afford it, or I hope we can get universal healthcare. Today, people are less and less getting healthcare because it gets expensive, and some insurance companies raise prices for those with existing health conditions, like cancer, diabetes, or simply being obese. Also, today, people deal with drug addictions, and those sometimes refuse service for drug addicts because of the problem. Rehab gets expensive, as well as when they are trying to get clean. If we had affordable or free healthcare, these issues would not be a problem anymore. Past solutions were the Affordable Act, also known as Obamacare, helped expand access to health insurance in America. They expanded Medicaid to low-income Americans. He signed a bill of Obamacare, and so the Affordable Act became in place. He passed it by Congress. If the Obamacare system became in place, I think we can make it more affordable and Trump can fix the problem. About 17 million people have gained health insurance so far since 2014. So yes, I would agree that the solution worked, and those who are uninsured can get free healthcare or affordable healthcare, but the majority increased and had health coverage. The plan did work, but now Trump is trying to remove Obamacare, and that is a big problem for 17 million people. And you might be wondering why we have a problem. And my explanation is some people might have certain diseases that need a lot of care and possibly medications that are expensive for making, and that's why they're going to charge you. But without healthcare services, those medications and doctor visits are expensive. Nowadays, people are overdosing and there is a huge opioid epidemic, but people won't do anything for those without healthcare. You might ask why a 14-year-old is passionate about having free healthcare. I have a story. My mom recently found out she had knee and heart problems. Her appointments to see her doctor range around $150 to $200. We aren't rich, and she does not have healthcare because it's too expensive. Her medications range about $80 to $150 for a small bottle. She can't afford that weekly or monthly. She buys her medicine in Mexico due to these prices. I live in a poor area where people can struggle. If Trump is against these plans, then healthcare organizations should build clinics that do not charge for doctor visits. This whole project would be a nonprofit organization that would be funded by donations. This clinic in the future would hopefully be government funded, but we can also use income tax money. It's not a bad idea. There would be doctors and nurses. Doctor visits would be free. Vaccine and some medications should be free, like birth control. These clinics would be located in a few in each state. Surgeries would obviously not be free because of certain items would cost a lot of money. Hopefully, healthcare organizations would look into my idea. The reason why I think it would work, because it would promote to people to be healthy and get their vaccines as needed. Currently, some countries do have universal healthcare, and it had positive outcomes. Countries with universal healthcare are funded by income taxes. With studies and proof, I think it would work. To wrap things up, let me review the things we talked about today. A topic we talked about today was healthcare. Currently, there is Obamacare and has positive outcomes for 17 million people. Now, Obamacare has been threatened by the Trump Organization, and if passed, 17 million people would live without insurance. A new solution was to open clinics that would offer free services. It would be funded by donations or income tax money. I hope my point of views got out there. And instead of a dream, it would be a reality. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope people see and agree with my views.
Oh, thank you.